number one, for making your video go viral. We obviously know TikTok is all about engaging videos. Your video needs to be engaging. If you didn't know already, everybody's video ends up on the For You page. The For You page is basically the explore page where people can discover your videos. Ooh, who texted me? Your man! No, I'm just kidding. It was my mom. Okay, anyways, everyone's video gets on a For You page, but what determines if your video stays is if your video is engaging or not. How can you make your video engaging? Tip number one, utilize the duet feature. Why should you utilize a duet feature? Now, here's the thing. What does a duet look like? Duet looks like this, right? What a duet video is just basically you reacting to some other video that's already on TikTok. Now, if you're gonna duet's a popular video, a video that's already viral. Why should you do that, right? Because remember I told you, TikTok is all about engaging videos, right? The more engaging your video is, the more people are gonna watch your video, the more it's gonna stay on the For You page. They're gonna watch that viral video, huh? They're gonna like it. They're gonna watch that viral video, then they're gonna watch your video. Then they're gonna watch a viral video again, they're gonna watch your video. They're probably gonna share that video because the video is so funny, let's share it to my friends. So that's so many people, boom, boom, engaging with your video. They're feeding the algorithm. This is why you should use the duet feature. Because honestly, to me, if you're just starting off on TikTok, you don't know what to create, you don't know what to do. Just duet some viral videos. Either you can literally sit down there and react like, this is so funny. I've seen videos on the For You page that have like thousands of likes because the person is just sitting on there, this person put peanut butter in their cereal, so funny, duetting a video, you know? So just duet a video, right? Easy. Do it multiple times. Now listen, this is a tip for you guys. Don't just think you can do one tip and then be done. Keep posting consistently. That's also another tip, but that's not really on my tip because y'all should know that. If you're trying to blow up on TikTok, you gotta feed the algorithm, okay? Please do that because that'll be the easiest way to create content and blow up. Like you don't know nobody. You don't know nobody. Tip number two, utilize the sounds, the songs in the app. If TikTok was a car, we whipping with a car, the wheels of the car is the music in the app, okay? I'll give you an example. The song WAP. Run the top, make it drop, that's some whip, whip, whip. Get a bucket and a mop, that's some whip, whip, whip. Yeah, that song, right? It's a super viral song on TikTok, right? And it ended up being with the trend. The trend was people made the WAP dance to it, right? Utilize the sounds because that gets traction to your video. For example, if I'm posting if I don't do dance, right? Okay, the WAP song had a dance to it, but I don't wanna dance. I make cooking videos on TikTok. Let's just say I make cooking videos. That video of you cooking, put the song WAP behind it. So what's gonna happen is the algorithm is gonna drive your video into the For You page of people who are watching videos with the song WAP behind it, okay? So that's my advice for anybody. If you're trying to go viral on TikTok, put songs behind your video, right? Either whatever you're doing, put the music behind it. And if you want, you can reduce the volume of the music so it's not too loud and people can actually hear the audio if you're talking. But whatever you're doing, if you're doing a fashion video, put the song WAP, because it's trending. If you're doing, I'm not saying put every single video you're making, put WAP, but look at the category, the music category on TikTok, and pick trending songs and put it behind your video. That's gonna just get you the traction you need, okay? Now, so we're talking about trends. Tip number three, utilize the trends. Do the trends, do the trends, do the trends. I'll keep using an example of the WAP challenge, okay? The WAP challenge is what people were doing. Let me see if I can do it. Let me stand up and try to, from the top, make it jump. My knees. Let me go back to doing tips. What the WAP trend was, people were doing that dance that I tried to do, but they did it right, okay? When you're doing trends, you wanna hop on these trends early. If you're scrolling through your For You page and you see multiple people doing a similar type of video, hint, 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 more than likely it's gonna be a trend. The earlier you hop on a trend, the better. So for example, the WAP, right? You wanna join the trend, but make it your own. Do something different, because that's what's gonna make people share your video, comment your video, like your video, all that jazz. Like I've seen people do the WAP challenge, instead of just doing the dance, they did it like in front of their parents, and when the parent like looked at them, they instead of like doing a WAP twerk on the floor, they did push-ups, you know? Something different that makes it funny. Side note, there's this trend for Neo when people do, you know, you're backing up. I'm gonna do it with my chair, okay? There's this trend, people will walk back, and then you hit the person, and then you start doing, baby, it's true, because of you, It is my addiction to. It's the Neo trend. Go look it up on TikTok. I did my kind of different, right? On TikTok. It's a bit extreme, but it was very different. No one was expecting it. I was trying to break out of jail, all right? And I ran into my friend. So I'm trying to break out of jail. And you know, yeah, there we go. That's in me. And then I run away. So it was very different than everyone else has been doing that trend. So that's the thing about trends. Do something different that's gonna make you your own. And every trend has a sound or a song associated with it. So utilize the trends. Another tip for why you should hop on trends early and hop on sounds early is because every sound has a page. All these people have done that Neo challenge, right? All these people have done it. So if you saw a trend on your For You page, the earlier you hop on it, the more likely your video is gonna be higher up on there, okay? So that's a really good tip that I can tell you for going viral. Another tip number four for going viral on TikTok, ladies and gents, people are lazy. You have to prompt them, tell them what to do. You know TikTok lets you put text on your video? Put on your video, double tap this video. Like and share if you enjoyed this video. People are like, even me, I'm lazy. I don't like doing things. Like if my friend sends me a video to watch a TikTok video, I'm like, oh, that's 15 seconds of my time. I really have to open up the text, I have to click on the link, and I have to watch it. So like, I'm telling you, but when my friend is like, Drea, I sent you the link, watch it. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me go watch it. So same thing as your video, use that same energy, because I know all of us were lazy. But sometimes when you prompt people, like, put a question in your video. If you're posting a video about like outfits, put on the video, comment which style is your favorite, number one, two, or three. Like just tell them in the video, like if you want more, like if you want part two. You know, you just gotta tell them that. Easy way to go viral, guys. And prompting people also includes when you get thumbnails. Like for TikTok, when people go to your profile, your thumbnails need to look really, really good. So when you put in those words on your screen, TikTok allows you to create your own thumbnail. So make sure your thumbnail is kind of like, whoo, I want to watch this video. Something like, you know, like the one video I have, my thumbnail was breaking out of jail, like, and it just looks so captivating. It's like, I want to click on this and watch this. So those things, when it comes to like prompt people with putting those words on the screen, tell them to like, follow, share, and also make your thumbnails very like engaging and attractive. It's so important. Tip number five, utilize hashtags. Now, when I say utilize hashtags, I do not mean like hashtag funny, hashtag fashion, hashtag no, you wanna like niche down as much as possible. So if you're making a video that goes along with a trend, let's say the trend is WAP, but make sure that you include the hashtag, hashtag WAP challenge, hashtag WAP dance, hashtag, you know, so that way people can find your videos with those hashtags. That's a huge way to bring traffic to your video. If you're making videos about working out, hashtag workout from home, you know, try to make it very more niche. So if you're gonna do a trend, make sure you include the hashtags for the trend. If there isn't a hashtag for the trend yet, try to make it whatever you think that trend hashtag would be, you know? It's just an easier way for people to find and discover your video. My For You page has a lot of things that have to do with culture and, you know, different ethnicities, different countries, because I just enjoy watching content from all around the world and learning about people's culture. People that hashtag culture, whatever, those kind of things that have to do with being like a culture thing, those get fed to me because they know, the TikTok algorithm knows, these videos are about, you know, culture and ethnicities and everything. Let's get this video to Drea because she enjoys watching that. So make sure you put those hashtags that appeal to what kind of videos you're making. And then also plug in those trending hashtags that are trending at the moment and plug in those hashtags that are relatable to your videos. Combine those two, I'm telling you, your video will get the recognition it deserves, boo.